Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is On Air Daily News for Thursday, March 23rd, 2023. I'm Naima Latif, and today we're joining the White House live as President Joe Biden celebrates the Affordable Care Act. He's commemorating the anniversary of the establishment of the Affordable Care Act, which made health care available to millions of uninsured Americans. So let us join live at the White House, where President Joe Biden reminds
distinguished guest, the President of the United States, accompanied by Teresa Acosta.
Thank you, Teresa. What a lovely introduction. You have such grace and
calm and charm. I said on the way out, I said, if it gets confusing, just say, here's Joe. So I think I'll be okay. Look, 13 years ago today, we gathered in this room as President Obama signed into law the Affordable Health Care Act. Hard to believe, 13 days ago, 13 years ago. It seems like 13 days ago. I think most consequential piece of healthcare legislation since the creation of Medicare and Medicaid in 1965. I talked to the president yesterday, got a chance to speak with him. We did a little thing together. And it's an extraordinary achievement by President Obama. And while the Affordable Care Act has been called a lot of things, Obamacare is the most fitting description. Many of you joined us that day after fighting for decades to make it happen. I remember three words I used at the time. I thought it was a big deal. And I stand by the fact it was a big deal. I also called it at that time historic day, because history is not merely what's printed on walls and in textbooks. You know, it doesn't begin or end with the stroke of a pen. History is made when women decide that there's a greater risk in accepting a situation they cannot bear than stealing our spine and embracing the promise of change. You know, and no one has more in her spine than the greatest speaker in the history of this country, Nancy Pelosi. It's no exaggeration to say this would not be law without you. It would not be law without you. Weren't for the speaker's relentless push to get this law passed and then defend it, we wouldn't be here today. And Kamala, I want to thank you for everything you've done to defend this law as vice president. As United States Senator. And as Attorney General, along with my son, Beau Biden, you brought a couple of court cases to defend it. And I also want to thank Kamala for her leadership and fight to protect reproductive rights for women. She's been good. But so many of you here worked so hard to make history that 13 years ago today. And I just want to start by saying thank you. I mean it from the bottom of my heart, thank you. There's millions and millions of people who owe you because you stuck with it and you keep defending it. 13 years later, it's easy to forget what life was like for hard working families before the Affordable Care Act. You know, but all of you remember. Remember when a parent with a heart disease or diabetes or a child with asthma couldn't get coverage because of a pre-existing condition? Remember when women had to pay more for insurance because they had a pre-existing condition? They were a woman? Not a joke. It's to say today to people, they look at you like you're kidding me. But that was the case. Remember when you couldn't leave a dead-end job because you couldn't risk losing your health insurance? Remember when a 22-year-old kid was kicked off his parents' plan because he graduated from college? Remember the donut hole? When seniors on Medicare reached a point every year when they had to pay the full cost of the drugs out of pocket. Remember when millions of low and middle income families, especially, particularly those families, were locked out of health insurance because there was no way they could afford it. None. I said earlier, if my friends heard me say this before, I can remember we lived in a 3-bedroom split little home, and my bedroom was up against the wall where my parents' bedroom was, and my dad's headboard was there. And I remember when I was like 14 years old. I remember my dad, I could see, he could hear he was just restless. And I asked my mom the next morning, went to work, what's the matter? She said, well, his company just told him they're not going to pay for health insurance anymore. How many people lie in bed, wake, wondering? Remember when insurance companies could cut you off halfway through chemo? When, because you reached the limit? What they're willing to pay. I remember I talked to you about this, Chris, when my son Beau was dying of chemo, dying in the hospital because he has stage 4 glioblastoma. And I got a call from someone asking me for help because they thought they were going to have their insurance cut off because they ran out of time. I thought to myself, what in God's name would I do? Had they come along and said, sorry, you've run out of your coverage. Folks, at the most vulnerable point in a person's life, the moment when you really need it, you could hear the word, sorry, your insurance has run out. Folks, our MAGA Republican friends, and by the way, I want to be clear, there's some good, decent Republicans out there. I'm not suggesting this is all about bad Republicans. But this new crowd ain't your father's Republican Party. They may have forgotten all I just said, but I haven't. You haven't. All Americans deserve a peace of mind that if an illness strikes or an accident occurs, you can get the care you need. But the truth is, too many folks lie in bed at night and say, look, staring at the ceiling, wondering, my God, what happens if she gets breast cancer or I end up with a serious cancer or if one happens to the kids? What then? What then? Do we have enough insurance? Can we afford the bills? What's going to happen? If it gets bad enough, maybe we have to sell the house. We don't have any more equity. You know, I think it's a matter of what you value. I think all of us in this room value peace of mind for everybody. Everybody deserves a little peace of mind for things they can't control. That's why my administration is focused intensely on building on the progress of the Affordable Care Act, getting more people affordable insurance, lowering prescription drug prices, giving families more breathing room. We have passed historic laws to get that done. And now we're moving quickly to implement them so people can feel the effects in their everyday lives. The Affordable Health Care Act expanded Medicaid to cover an additional 20 million people. Before it was passed, 20 million people had insurance. So it expanded to cover 20 million more people in Medicaid. That means more cancers detected early, more mental health treatment available, less medical debt, fewer evictions. When I signed the American Rescue Plan, which went further and allowed states to extend Medicaid coverage to new moms for up to 1 year after they gave birth instead of only for 60 days. You remember, Gov, what that did, what you guys did? 36 states and counting, and now we're extending it to a full year coverage. The American Rescue Plan also increased coverage and lowered prices for the Affordable Health Care Act by saving 15 million people close to $800 a year on their insurance. Our new budget, makes these savings permanent. And we'll finish the job by expanding Medicaid to at least 2 million more Americans. Also, healthcare more affordable, many other ways as well. Last year I proposed and the Congress passed the Inflation Reduction Act, which no Republican voted for, even the good ones. I don't mean good in moral sense, I mean the normal Republican. As a result, this year seniors on Medicare now get common vaccines, things like tetanus, whooping cough, shingles. They get them for free instead of having to pay up to $200 a shot. Americans spend more on prescription drugs than any advanced nation in the world. But for decades, we worked for decades, and I did this with Chris a long time. I would say Chris, Senator Dodd, a long time. We tried to take on Big Pharma, but we finally won. And instead of just paying whatever drug companies want to charge, Medicare is going to be able to drive down prices. We gave Medicare some of the same powers, again, the same powers to do with Medicare. We gave the government the same power to be able to do what they can do with the Department of Veterans Affairs, negotiate lower drug prices. There's another example how we're lowering costs. Insulin was invented 100 years ago. It only costs about $10 a vial to make, but drug companies are charging hundreds of dollars a vial. But beginning January 1 of this year, we capped that cost at $35 a month. we need to cap that cost for everyone, including the 200,000 children with type 1 diabetes who need insulin every day to stay healthy and alive. So I called on Congress to do that as well in this budget. My budget's going to require it. But guess what? Earlier this month, Eli Lilly, and I spoke to the biggest insulin maker in the country, announced they're answering my call. They're lowering prices to $35 a month. Last week, the country's two other top insulin makers announced they're cutting prices as well. So, folks, and here's something else the Inflation Reduction Act does to lower prescription drug costs. Drug companies that raise prices faster than inflation. Now, that's all right. We like babies. You don't have to worry about it. So it's okay. It's all right. In fact, I like babies better than people. Well, look, any drug company that raises prices faster than inflation now has to pay Medicare back the difference beginning next year. Last week, we learned the drug companies hiked prices of about 20 drugs above the new threshold last quarter. Now, manufacturers are going to have to pay the difference back to Medicare. Department of Health and Human Services estimates it will make co-pays for those drugs hundreds of dollars cheaper for some seniors. And it's going to change the way drugs are priced and lower costs for seniors long-term as well. We also are capping out-of-pocket drug expenses for seniors on Medicare at a maximum of $2,000 a year total, no matter what their costs are. Maybe some even here know folks are paying not just $2,000, they're paying $10,000, $12,000, $14,000 a year for some of the expensive treatments like cancer drugs. They'll never have to pay more than $2,000 for all their prescriptions in a single year. And we're going to give seniors certainty and peace of mind. And by the way, we're also going to give the federal government the money as well, lowering the deficit by $160 billion. Two weeks ago, I released my budget, and it lays out what we support in a stark contrast to the other team. My dad used to have an expression, because I knew my dad. He said, don't tell me what you value. Show me your budget. I'll tell you what you value. Don't tell me what you value. Show me your budget, and I will tell you what you value. Well, I value everyone having a decent shot. About fairness, it's about dignity. My budget continues to build on the progress we made in the Affordable Care Act. We value seniors, hardworking Americans who busted their necks their whole lives. My budget lifts the burden on those folks so that at the end of the month, they have just a little bit of breathing room. Just a little bit of breathing room. No one making less than $400,000 will pay a single penny more in federal taxes to pay for all that we've done. Not a single penny more. MAGA. But our MAGA Republican friends in Congress have a very different value set. They want to repeal the Inflation Reduction Act. They value big pharma over lowering drug costs for seniors. We're trying to undo the Affordable Care Act ever since I started, as it started 13 years ago. They voted to repeal or weaken the act 50 times in the first 5 years that it existed. They made repealing part of it virtually every Republican in every single Republican budget since the law was passed. And they're backing plans that would gut it again, cut Medicaid. Look, let's take a look at what the Affordable Care Act has done. The Affordable Care Act is a big reason why millions of people with pre-existing conditions can afford to have insurance approved. Because of the Affordable Care Act, millions of Americans get free preventive care like cancer screening. And by the way, saves the country millions and millions of dollars if they're detected early. Because of the Affordable Care Act, millions of Americans have access to basic services like maternity care when they wouldn't otherwise have that. Because of the Affordable Care Act, families all over the country have been able to keep their children on their policies until age 26. Today, North Carolina is about to become the 40th state to expand Medicaid. There are nearly 40 million Americans in this country who get their health care through the Affordable Care Act and the Medicaid expansion. 14 million people, but some peace of mind. The Affordable Care Act has been law for 13 years. It has developed deep roots in this country. become a critical part of providing health care and saving lives. We always talk about the cost, but it saves lives as well. Obviously, it doesn't mean much to our Republican friends, but it can be a matter of life and death to millions of Americans out there if it ain't happening. Even now, mega Republicans in Congress are intent on repealing the Affordable Care Act when it's clear it would be have a devastating impact on the American people. We still have the House Republican, we still haven't seen the House Republican budget. They want to negotiate. I say, I've laid down my budget tonight, you lay down yours, let's negotiate. I don't know where the budget is. No, I'm serious. There has been no budget. As my brother would say, go figure. But look, the budgets are going to show what they value. A former Trump director of budgets advising the MAGA Republican in Congress has a plan to slash $2 trillion from Medicaid. I guess that shows a little bit of our value set. He wants to end Medicare expansion under the Affordable Care Act and make additional deep cuts that could lead to nearly 70 million people losing critical services. 70 million people. Most of them are seniors, people with disabilities, and with children. And children, I should say. And some could lose the health care altogether. There are a number of other areas where cutting Medicaid or repealing the Affordable Care Act would have a huge impact. You know, what people don't really understand, my Republican friends always talk about how they care about rural America. Well, guess what? Just take a look at rural Americans' hospitals, which lose funding they need to keep the doors open. That's one of the reasons why so many are closed. Already, rural residents have to travel twice as far to get to a hospital as folks who live in cities, which is partly why trauma patients in rural areas are twice as likely to die before they get to a hospital. And more would close. Not a joke. More would close. They couldn't stay open. If our Republican friends get their way, more rural hospitals will shut down and the problem will get worse. So I don't want to hear about they value rural America. If they get their way, seniors and people with disabilities could lose access to home health care and with it the ability to stay in their homes, which, by the way, shows it extends life of the people. People would much rather stay, if they could, just with a little bit of help in their own homes rather than go to a home. And it's less expensive. Medicaid also pays for nursing home care for about two-thirds of all Americans who live in nursing homes. Well, it would be different if they were able to stay home. Medicaid and the quality of care in nursing homes goes down when that happens. Millions affected by the opioid epidemic lose access to drug treatment. And for the millions of middle class and working class currently covered by the ACA marketplace, even if they manage to keep their insurance, it can cost them thousands more each year. That's just a glimpse at the damage repealing the Affordable Care Act would have on cutting Medicaid would do. But our value set is fundamentally different than our Republican friends. So we will never let that happen. We're also strengthening Medicare and Social Security. In fact, my budget will extend the life of Medicare Trust Fund beyond 2050. And meanwhile, MAGA Republicans are threatened to gut and eliminate these programs. You may have seen our back and forth at the State of the Union. Eventually, State of the Union. Never quite saw one like that before. And when a distinguished congresswoman from Mountains of Georgia were saying, liar, liar. All of a sudden, and then others started, and I said, we don't want to cut it. So I went through it all. You may remember my sense of, you're not going to cut Social Security Medicare. Holler, stand up. Well, a lot of them stood up. Tell the press, they're all on camera. All the ones that stood up. I sure hope it's true, but I'll believe it when I see it. You paid the Social Security and Medicare from the first paycheck you ever earned. I'm determined to protect it. Let me close with this. 13 years ago, thanks to the leadership of Barack Obama and some of his staff are in this room here to help get that passed. I start to name them, but it would take a long time. But I want to thank them. We made history when the Affordable Care Act became law. We changed America. We gave millions of people peace of mind. We did something else. We also took a giant step toward realizing the fundamental principle that we hold as Democrats and as Americans, that health care is a right, not a privilege. We're not all the way there yet, but there's more to do. So let's finish the job. Let's protect lower prescription drug costs for everyone. Let's expand health care coverage for more people get so they get care. Let's keep building an economy from the middle out and the bottom up. And let's remember who we are. We're the United States of America. Nothing is beyond our capacity when we do it together. So God bless you all, and let's keep fighting to get it done. The same is good.
And that was President Joe Biden reminding Americans of the importance of the Affordable Care Act on its 13th anniversary of having been passed into law, made part of the fabric of America's healthcare system. And so many people whose lives have been affected as a result of finally having affordable health care, access to health care, and access to insurance for health care, even if they had pre-existing conditions. Today at the White House, this was a commemoration and a reminder and an acknowledgement that this work done under the term of President Barack Obama affected many people across the nation, those in rural areas, those who suffered from what was considered previously uninsurable conditions, and it affected families. So, President Joe Biden, once again, recommitting to the Affordable Care Act and ensuring that all Americans have access to health care. That's all for today. You've been listening to On Air Daily News for Thursday, March 23rd, 2023. Coming with live coverage from the White House, and we will continue to keep you informed of international, national, and local news that affects your daily life. Listen Monday through Friday, 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern, and you can go to the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/airdailynews. And you can listen daily to the live broadcast at www.onaireverywhere.com/air-radio-network. And you can listen daily to the On Air Daily News. I'm Naima Latif. Until tomorrow, continue to enjoy the rest of your day.